USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate Sergeant at Arms Karen Gibson said during a TV interview Sunday that political rhetoric is a key driver behind the rise in anger towards political figures. Ms. Gibson says the political rhetoric in all of 2020 is what caused the uptick in hatred towards politicians. United Kingdom Prime Minister Boris Johnson wants the globe's richest nations to vaccinate the world. An advance copy of his speech says, vaccinating the world by the end of next year would be the single greatest feat in medical history. Johnson plans to say ahead of Friday's G7 summit in the UK. Two suspects were arrested Sunday in connection to the road rage shooting that killed a six-year-old boy on a California highway. Ares Marcus Anthony, 24, and Lee Nguyen, 23, were arrested at their Costa Mesa, California home and are expected to be charged with murder in the May 21st death of Aiden Leos. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Senators are returning to Washington on Monday to kick off 3 weeks of work until their next recess. Lawmakers will attempt to nationalize voting rights and pass an infrastructure bill. Cybersecurity needs to get better. Dan Naraki reports.
In the wake of another cyber attack against a major company in the U.S., many are looking at how to prevent the next one and what to do about those who perpetrate those crimes. Representative Chris Stewart says the NSA has the tools to go after the foreign criminal operations that have been blamed for a series of recent hacks. The Utah Republican tells Fox News that the U.S. needs to be more offensive with its cyber warfare.
Well, one of them is the NSA has certain capabilities, and of course we can't discuss that much, and I understand why they are reluctant to use those capabilities. They could go and destroy these networks, but they don't want to, in some cases, indicate the power and the tools that they have. Again, I get that, but at some point you have to reach, a conclusion. This is the appropriate thing to do.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The very expensive infrastructure bill may come to a vote this week in Washington, D.C. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Democrats will proceed with preparing President Biden's $1 trillion infrastructure bill for a vote on the House floor this week with or without Republican support.
It's just a bit perplexing why the Republicans haven't moved further on critical pieces.
U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm on CNN State of the Union. The Biden administration rejected the latest offer from Republicans on Friday.
Republicans have pushed for pieces of the energy infrastructure that the president had put into the American Jobs Plan that are not in their counteroffer.
President Biden is set to negotiate with Senator Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia for the third time. The latest offer from Republicans included over $300 billion in new spending to fix U.S. roads, bridges, broadband, and other public works. The Biden administration is asking for at least $1 trillion.
Any infrastructure bill brought forward by Biden must be backed by all Democrats and 10 Republicans, or pass through a process called reconciliation along party lines. Microsoft is planning to detail its next generation of Windows at an event later on this month. The software giant has started sending out invitations to the media for a Windows event on June 24th. The invite comes just a week after Microsoft teased a next generation of Windows announcement. Microsoft is expected to detail its next significant changes to Windows, and they will likely include a number of visual enhancements. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.